Welcome to the MVP.
It's the Man Through Podcast.
Yeah. We back again to give you the podcast that only we can give you. What happened? What it do? What's good?
I'm out here chilling, man, like the Blue Man Crew.
Look like you in More Money, More Problems video. That's what you look like.
Oh, man.
Exactly what you look like.
I think I got the bust down rolling and stuff like Mason. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Take that.
Yo, what's been going on, man? What's happening with you?
I'm cooling, man. I ain't trying to make it, bro. Just trying to survive the life that's given to me. That's all it is, bro.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know we talked about it, man. I need your weekly update, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Man. You know what? Mm-hmm. Hold on. I said I wasn't going to say it, but you know what, man? This week been, actually, these last couple of days been some stuff. What up, Mooch?
What's up, man?
Cooling, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Why is it blue like that?
Book is giving us his weekly update, man.
I'm on the Blue Man Crew today, bro. You know what I'm saying? Book got the blues. You know what I'm talking about? That's the best way I can put this color. You know what I'm talking about? This is my mood. My mood ring right here. But instead of a mood ring, it's my mood screen. You feel me? I like that. Niggas be trying to take my shit. Let me find out. Somebody try to say, I got a mood screen. It started here. Okay? All 1,000 of you watchers, y'all advocate for your boy. All right. So anyway... So this week has been trying, man. Work was some other shit, boy. Like when I say them niggas got every bit of back pay a supervisor out of me in one damn shift, the nigga, they got it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm talking about let's go all the way back from February till present day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got that, boy, and they taxed me. You know what I'm talking about? I paid it full for real. Mm-hmm. The other night was just some old bullshit, man. I'm talking literally from the time that I came on shift at 6 o'clock that evening until 3 o'clock that damn morning, it was non-fucking-stop problem solving awareness, resolution, everything, bro. And where I'm at, you know, for my position now is I oversee two camps on the night shift. So the camp that I occupy and then another camp that's 40 minutes away. I'm the supervisor for both goddamn camps. Mm-hmm. Both have problems that all started because of another fucking camp. Mm-hmm. So it was just all night, man. And then, you know, the camp that I used to be at, yeah, man, them niggas had issues that directly affected us, more problem solving, but they got supervisors out there. Mm-hmm. They got supervisors on my shift. What's up with y'all? Why I'm doing so goddamn much? Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm just saying that I'm not saying that it's their supervisor, but they got a lot more people out there than I got here, mm-hmm. is what I said. Mm-hmm. Somebody gotta do something. I couldn't do it all, but I did it all. You know what I'm talking about? So I know I handle my business. It looks good. You know what I'm saying? So now I got to up the ante on my resume. I don't oversee just 20 people. I'm including all type shit now. Oversee 50 people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 50 employees on one shift. So that was that. But then, you know, I had a feeling about something else personally related. And that was all in the mix of these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people be like, yeah, prophecies and shit like that. Like, I just felt something. You know what I'm talking about? Like, something wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? Something was off somewhere in the world that directly affected me. Mm-hmm. You know, found out what it is. You know, so congratulations. You know, it's a beautiful thing for the congratulations. But yeah, man, and then, you know, I know my weekly update is about Book keeping his money in his pocket. I'm not going to lie. I needed to see some things, you know, and I went to my Stranger Things place, and, you know, I got level. You know what I'm talking about? I got reset. I shouldn't have been there, I know, but God damn it, I needed something to soothe my soul. And, you know, my favorite performer was there at the right time. So I took that as a sign. And, yeah, that's that. You know what I'm talking about? So I apologize to the people. I know y'all are rooting for me, but I've been doing a great job, y'all. I've been doing a great job. I figured that, you know, if I go on there one time, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? I ain't said that I've been delivered before or nothing like that. This is a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? And I'm updating you of my progress. So, you know what I'm saying? I say it's a work in process, and I'm updating you of my progress. Yeah. So process and progress equals success. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. One in what? Damn near 90 days almost. That's damn good job. Because it used to be every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I ain't spend money every day, but it just used to be every day. You know what I'm saying? I was around. I'm okay though. You know what I'm saying? I had my fun, and I know she don't get online like that all the time anyway. So I'm definitely safe. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of them things, man. It ties into my mood screen once in a blue moon. You feel me? That's all it was, man. Matter of fact, it's like a quarter moon right there, something like that. Like it's something like that. You know what I'm talking about? But
It's like at the job when they say how many days without accident, man, you got to go back down to one. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, it's right. You start back over. It's fine, man. Hey, man, we all work in progress, man. Hey.
That's it.
Hey, it is what it is. You know what it is. You know we got your back, man. You know what I'm saying? It's some stuff we're not even going to talk about. But,
yeah.
I mean, I understand it. You know what I'm talking about? Definitely. Somebody need that, you know what I'm saying? You need something to relieve you and keep your mind off of what you're doing. So, I mean, I'm just happy it's not nothing detrimental. You know what I'm saying?
It's not drugs, y'all.
People do stuff crazy and you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's your own personal thing, man. Hey, it is what it is. I appreciate you sharing it on the podcast. Any day you like, man, I'm tired of this update, just let me know. We ain't got to do this shit, man. It's just something to talk about.
Man, I think they'll get tired of him, man. Book ain't on anymore. Why I keep asking them? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think they tired yet. I don't think they tired yet. G-Money, man.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing? How you living?
Good, man. Maintaining. You know what I'm saying? Working, chilling.
That's it, man. That's
it, man. Ain't too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you out there with the kids, man.
Summer camp is or summer breakout is over. So I had to go to Conley High School yesterday for a health fair. That turned out pretty good. But yeah, it was cool, man. Talked to the principal and stuff, and you know, getting ready for the school year. Getting curriculum ready, so trying to teach more and learn about teaching. Like, I'm just like, man, like, look here. Like, y'all asked me about marijuana. I already told Travis. I said, my company know. I'm being straight up. They know the deal. Like, don't come to me with no marijuana curriculum. I'm gonna tell it like a TI is. You know what I'm saying? But
you shouldn't tell the truth all the way, man. You ain't got to tell the whole truth.
Nah, yeah, you do. It's in the time we in, you're home. Ain't no holding back, bro. What's up?
Mm-mm. You got to keep your job, man.
Oh, the job is secure. They already know. You know what I'm saying? I let them know. What do you say, Book?
You got a prescription.
Of course, exactly. Yeah, they know.
They're going to get mad at it.
They can call DPS. DPS know me. You know what I'm saying? Yep, Mr. Gray's right here. Mm-hmm. Yep. But beyond that, man, I'm good, man. Like I said, just getting ready for the school year. They said actually I'll be I might be able to go to some of the schools in Copper's Cove. So I'll be able to because they know I commute and stuff, so they want me to kind of hopefully tackle the Killeen, Fort Hood, Copper's Cove area. So it'll be pretty cool, man. Just going there, talking to kids, telling them, like, man, don't do that. Do this. You know what I'm saying? So
that'd be dope.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll see. But that'll be probably in September. So beyond that, man, just chilling, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Update on my brother, though. He actually hurt his knee, man. He got to have surgery on his knee. So y'all pray for him.
How he hurt his knee?
I told you, playing basketball with that white dude out there, man. You know what I'm saying? That bad juju caught him. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. But anyway.
He joined in the Slowly Hinder group.
Man, yeah, but he said in 2 weeks he gotta find out when he has surgery. So I'm gonna take some time off to go down there to him. But but yeah, I think he tore his ACL. So
Speed of recovery, Marcus. Speed of recovery, yeah. Bro.
So
I
mean, and it ain't like when we tore it. He old and tore it. So
yeah, it's different.
I mean, Fron, you laughing, but it's true. I mean, think about, if you tore your ACL right now, Fron, you be.
I don't really need it like that, nigga. I ain't hooping.
You gotta walk.
But the technique that was used on us years ago ain't the same as what's there today.
It's better.
He might get lucky. You know what I'm talking about? Right. He might get lucky and be right back at it. Like, that nigga might not even lose range of motion like me. I'm 90 degrees both knees. You know what I'm talking about? Like, 91 is a problem. 91, I need to go see the doctor. I shouldn't be able to go back that far. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you ain't got to tell me, man. Yeah,
bro, this I know. Like, it is locked in place like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, that sucks, man. But I was going to make a joke, but you know what I'm saying? I don't trust that white man. You know, we talking about hosting, y'all. The man didn't lay hands and ask God to heal him. You holy in and out.
I didn't even have that conversation with Marcus, but I just... Hey,
don't get no blessing.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he went out there to hoop with Cameron because one of our friends... He is a tennis coach for Joe Osteen, but Russian dude named Vernon. Well, his real name is like Velasky or something like that, but we call him Vernon. But he invited Marcus and Cameron out there to hoop. So, and I don't know, he just tore it, man. So, yeah, but you know, y'all just pray for him. But beyond that, man, like I said, just good news, man. Just, you know what I'm saying, enjoying my job for now and being able to, you know, like I said, hopefully go to Cove and you know, Colleen and stuff like that. So that'll be cool.
Man, gotcha, bro. I don't think Marcus wanted you to tell that he got them ankles crossed by Joel Osteen, man. I don't think he wanted that.
Nah, he was actually he sent me a video. I can send it to you.
Nah, I don't know. We ain't gonna put the video out there, man.
He ain't getting hurt. The video, he's actually playing basketball.
Oh no, he's straight. He's straight. I'm just clowning anyway, man. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing where it requires me to touch on nobody right now, man. I don't know why he's doing that. You seen that monkeypox bullshit?
I saw public health emergency or whatever.
Yeah, like in New York. They said Florida creeping up, LA.
Yeah.
Please don't come to Texas with that. Yo, Texas look crazy. I ain't heard nothing about Texas yet.
Well, I was talking to a girl yesterday. She said her friend worked like with the public health in Waco, and they were saying like, don't go to this place, don't go to. I was like, you good? I said, I don't even go to places like that in Waco.
But see, at first they were saying that it was they tried to make it seem like it's only gay people was getting
exactly.
And then this girl on the internet said she got it from touching money. She said money. That's what she said.
Wow, I ain't hear that.
Yeah, so I'm like,
I'm all plastic. It don't matter to me.
But still,
I don't care money.
Man, you might have a pen that somebody touch you or something real quick. I'm like, does it move like that? I don't know how this stuff works.
Use my own pens.
We won't know until.
Out of this and COVID, I'm more scared of the monkeypox. You hear me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just because you see all the bumps be right around your mouth and stuff, and then they made it like a gay disease. So now, if I get monkeypox, the first thing you're going to think of is,
See, that's
he got bumps around his mouth.
Your mind in the wrong place,
huh?
What Nick said, Kevin Hart on him in the album. Grandma was back there too.
Nah, I don't know, man. But I heard it is like on the rise and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's crazy. They said they got a vaccine or something for it too.
They do. They have.
One. Yeah. So. Yeah. That's just crazy. Yeah, I need to talk to something else come up.
Mm-hmm. I need to talk to the epidemiologist at the VA and see what they talking about.
Please holler at them because you need to come with an update on how not to catch this shit. I'm scared as hell about this one. I ain't gonna lie. I'm scared of the pox.
I mean, but it's curable though.
I got you. And they don't look like they suffering like that. But no, you must have all them bumps and stuff on their face.
It's just not, you know, visually appealing, obviously.
Mad Junk look crazy. Yeah, like,
that's the Killmonger. It's the Killmonger.
Killmonger look better than monkeypox. What are you talking about?
I know they show the worst possible pictures anyway. They're not gonna show you like the it's only on arm or whatever. Man, just don't. That nigga, that's why I don't watch the news. I don't listen to these lies, man. Like I take the information that need to be, but the pictures, you're gonna show the worst shit. You're gonna show the worst shit. You know what I mean? To scare the public. That's all that is. So I'm like, I don't even this is me. I don't get wrapped up in it like that.
Yeah, nah, I think it'd be straight, man. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, it's just the times we in, man.
So. They was saying, so do you get it from sex or can you get it from touching something somebody else touched? I need to know this.
I mean, I think you can get it from both fronts, but they were saying that's why they was trying to say with it being like I even hate the fact they was trying to say it was like a gay disease or, you know, basically both. But like, I think you can get it with both. That's what the girl was telling me last night. So,
man, that's wild,
man.
That's wild, man. Okay, man. I ain't lying though, but that guy, I don't want the monkeypox. You hear me? But anyway, I just thought about that because you was talking about all that basketball and stuff. I'm like, this ain't the time to be playing basketball. Nobody. You like to play and one defense on people right now. You're just, I'm standing in front of you, do your little moves all you want. Go to the lane, I'm gonna let you go. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody touching you.
Be like Ben Stiller off of Along Came Polly. When Harry Boy was playing shirtless and he went up against him and it like just rubbed all of them.
Might tell T he might have to do that that 2-3 zone, you know what I'm saying? And just
I'm glad I ain't no coaching nothing, but my team would get blasted right now. And then they in high school and stuff, boy come with acne. Oh no, you gotta stay home, Chief. You not even acne right now. You don't know how it start. You don't know. You just see the pot right now. You don't know what the pot look like before it get to that spot. You know what I'm saying? You be like, yo, I don't know if that's acne or monkey pox, nigga. You might need to stay at home, you heard me? But anyway, let's keep on going. Let's go on to the topics of discussion, man. This came out a little bit after we ended the podcast. I had already edited and was ready for it. I was thinking about making a special thing insert. I was like, nah, we'll just wait for this week. The boy Willie Smith came out and apologized. I don't know if y'all seen his apology.
I did not. I saw like a clip of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing though.
It was like 5-6 minutes, something like that.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but how you feel, man? I want to know how you feel about the man apology. You know what I'm talking about?
Felt dry. The best way I could describe it, felt dry.
Explain.
You know, I'd like to say to Chris, I apologize, you know, and it was like that. Like, nigga was, nah, bro. It didn't feel off. It felt like he wrote what he wanted to say, and he rehearsed it until he nailed it. At least the words.
He is an actor.
I didn't feel the feeling behind the words, though. That's what I'm saying, G. Like, it just felt like words.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It didn't feel genuine. Now, he might have genuinely wanted to apologize.
Right.
But nigga, it shouldn't have took you this fucking long to do so. don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what you're talking about. Even within a week of it happening, bro, you should have addressed it then. You know what I mean? It shouldn't have been, what was it, April? Yeah, that, or March, end of March. So yeah, it was April, June, July, nigga, 5 months.
Well, he said 4.5 months. He said it was 3 months.
Three? Well, still, I mean, yeah, that is a minute, though, but.
That's still a long-ass time for you to apologize to somebody, bro. Like, nigga, it should have been within the first 3 days. You should have put out a statement, something, but y'all was riding with you. You know what I'm saying? You thought that if I don't say nothing to everybody. Nigga, you know this is the biggest shit going on right now. Everybody want to talk about Slack. This is the time that, like they say, get ahead of it. You know what I'm saying? If you had a degree of apology at that time, at that moment, regardless of how it's going to be received, acknowledge it right away that you fucked up.
Yeah.
Not in hindsight, you know, looking back on it. Like, it reminded me of Jay Farrell. That's how I felt. Y'all seen the Jay Farrell Denzel imitation? When he was talking about he even ate my pickles. You know what I'm saying?
Jay Farrell's pretty low. You're going to have me look
it up. Yeah, that's what I explained. Like, anybody could look it up online. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And the pickles, yeah. Woo! Like, it was crazy. But it was like, you know, he was talking about how Denzel don't like Will Smith. And he nailed the quiver. You know, Will Smith, the Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was perfect. Smith even ate my pickles. You know what I'm saying? And Will Smith's demeanor in that mockery, that imitation right there, is the same way I felt watching this nigga right now. I thought it was Jay Farrell. I just thought nigga put on, you know, caramel spray paint. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't think it was Will. I really did. And I felt no remorse in it, man. Like, it just felt like, you know, he took too many notes from Jada at the red table when she brought up the entanglement. The same way Jada delivered, I was in an entanglement with August. There was no real remorse. The only nigga that felt it was Will hearing that bullshit. But you didn't show no empathy. You were just telling me what happened. But you didn't feel like you really did anything wrong. You was just letting me know. And that's kind of the same shit that I felt that Will delivered right there. You know, it didn't feel real, is what I'll say. I mean, he could have kept that, bro. He bet on that and said nothing ever again. At all. Just, it is what it is, bro. You was already late. That shit had already settled. That's not.
Yeah, I watched it, man, and I mean, I'm glad he finally said so. I'm glad he apologized to the mama, his Chris Rock mama and Tony Rock, I guess. But I do agree. Depending on how, if you really meant it, I figure like you should have probably said something a little sooner. You probably should have said something a little sooner. But at the same time, I'm mad, nigga. I slapped that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna take a little bit to get out your ego for that, man. Come on, but you know how it is. You be hype, you be like, yeah, I slapped that nigga. So what, nigga? You know what I'm talking about? And then it take you a little while to be like, bro, you wrong, nigga. You wrong. It might have took him 3 months to be like, yo, you know what? I probably shouldn't have slapped that man like that. I was fucked up. So I'm not holding against him. And I understand. He's like, you know what? I fucked up. I'm gonna say I'm sorry, but I still feel a way. That's what it looked like to me. He was answering questions from the audience or whatever, because people wrote in. They said, why didn't you apologize that night? He said, it was a fog. I was in the moment. He said, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't think about it like that. I'm like, I think you just you didn't want to apologize. You felt like you was justified. You tired of people fucking with you and your wife. And you said I slapped fire from that nigga. And you know what? I understand what Book feel like, because it almost makes it seem like you want to do some more work, so you're gonna apologize. So it seemed like an outside looking in is like, yo, I'm glad I slapped this nigga. Fuck him. What he gonna do? Yeah, I slapped him, but you know what? I still gotta work in this industry. Mm-hmm. I give it a couple months. let me say, you know, I apologize to his family, friends, so on and so forth. And to Chris, I shouldn't have did that, but I don't regret it overall. That's what it kind of still felt like to me. It's like, I shouldn't have slapped you, but I'm not mad I did. I mean, that's
kind of... Well, you know, they have a history, you know what I mean? Like, this, it's been, you know, back and forth or whatever the case is, or, you know, shit like that. So I don't know what their history is, but...
Greg, I got a question for you.
What's up now?
We had a war show. Mm-hmm. So you had a kids award show. Mm-hmm. You say, hey, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, Kim, or whatever like that? Yeah, G.I. Jane, Big Head Kim. And I walk up to you, slap the shit out of you.
Why you got to slap me?
Hey, you the host. I got to put you in the scenario.
That's crazy, Greg. You look at you because you dark-skinned and he light-skinned and he has Will Smith. That's fucked up right there.
Hey, man. I ain't say I was half of Will Smith, but that wasn't me who said that. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I'm dark as Chris Rock, though.
Nah, but I mean, just for the story.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I slap you. Uh-huh. And all you say on there is, man, Franz is slapping shit out of me. Wow. And then I wait 3 months and I say, I apologize to you. Mm. Could you get over the shit?
No.
There's no possible way you could say, you know what, let bygones be bygones. Fuck it.
If it's me and you, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to try to slap you back. You know what I'm saying? But if it's Chris Rock and Will Smith and what I kind of figure in their relationship or friendship or whatever, like.
That's my ultimate question. Do y'all think that they could get over this and be cool?
No, but honestly, I do. I think they can. I think it's even how Chris Rock even handled it and didn't even like try to swing on him in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like any of us, like, we would react. Like, you're not just gonna smack me. I'm not gonna try to swing back. Like,
but Chris Rock is small as hell.
It don't matter.
Chris Rock's small as hell. And you gotta think, this is Muhammad Ali.
You're right.
You gonna throw a punch at Muhammad Ali?
Absolutely. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
You Pookie. It's Pookie. Is Pookie gonna throw a jab at Muhammad Ali?
Man, hey. You know what I'm saying? In the moment,
and he trained like Muhammad Ali, so he could have slipped that and came and hit you with another one.
You're right. He could have.
You took a slap. You could be laid out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I saw the memes because this space. You know what I'm saying? I saw the memes, but yeah, I still would have swung. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but to answer your question, I think, man, honestly, I think Chris Rock is not past it, but he understands that he really didn't. I think he understands what he did, but in the moment, he wasn't the one that's getting all the backlash. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, I feel like he can move a little more freely than obviously Will can. Mm. So, because I think Chris Rock was doing what they said he was doing, stand up and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he been doing stand up.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, between Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart, you know them two niggas brought it up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would have brought it up.
But they said nobody talked about it. They said Chris Rock talked about it for maybe about 5 seconds. He said basically to the effect, I know y'all thinking about it, I'm all right. Yeah. And he said he moved on with his act. They said Dave Chappelle talked about nigga running up there going to tackle him. He said he talked about that. See, but everybody else, nobody else kind of brought up.
Right. I mean, and maybe it's just understood, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they not going to talk about it, you know what I'm saying, in the public or whatever. And I already had those conversations with Will or, you know, whoever, Tony Rock, and I guess his mama, whoever, all the family.
Tony Rock was talking about he want to beat his ass.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Tony Rock want to put hands on Will Smith.
Yeah, I know he do. Yeah. But I don't think Tony Rock want that smoke either.
I don't think so either. I wasn't going to say it, but I don't think Tony Rock could beat Will Smith.
Nah.
Not Ali.
You're right, but honestly, yeah. But, I mean, hopefully they can get over it, man, because, you know, they both legends, man. And, you know, like I said, Will Smith, he just needs to just, you know what I'm saying, be genuine. I mean, but from what y'all – I'm going to watch it after this, but from what y'all saying, he won't genuine in it. And just, yeah, just own up to it. Yeah, I slapped him, you know what I'm saying, like Franz was saying. You know, in the moment, I didn't feel like I was wrong. But now looking back, yeah, I was wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he said all that kind of stuff. It just didn't. I thought he tried to be sincere as he possibly could, but to me, the energy still gave off.
But that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah,
it is what it is.
If you and Book saying that, and y'all felt it, you know what I'm saying? And it's only a 6-minute clip. Like, come on, man. Like, well, he knew it was somewhat scripted to kind of, like you said, like, maybe get his foot back in the door so he can still work or whatever. And I'm not knocking that, but man, like, I don't know, man. Like, that's that energy that you got to hold on to now. You know what I'm saying? So,
Book, they can patch it up. What's up? You think they're going to get over this? Or is this going to be, it is what it is? Ain't no getting over that.
Ain't no boys and men. Less. What the nigga said. And wait till the water runs dry, some shit like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a boys and men.
The niggas was in the sand. They was in the sand. Whatever song that was, I can't sing it.
You got the song right.
Yeah. It's my way to the some bullshit. Whatever. Them niggas was in the sand. You know what I'm talking about? In the desert, in the sun, and then, you know, they had the open shirts and shit, and the wind was blowing. And let me tell y'all, nigga, don't no desert wind blow like that. The way these niggas is acting. They niggas got fan turbines and shit. It don't be like that out here. All right, I know. All right, I know I'm in this shit. So unless they out in the Middle East, nigga, that shit fake. So I ain't no get past that, bro. It had to been one of them. Just real quick, it had to been a Holy Moly donut shop situation. You know, R.I.P. Pops. I slapped Moly. Moly slapped me right back, just like that. What's wrong with you, Moly? It had to be one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You tag me, I tag you back, nigga.
That's it. Yeah. Keep somebody come break it up. That's it.
This ain't that, bro. This ain't that. Nah, ain't no forgiveness. I hear you. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know. For the amount of restraint Chris Rock showed, I maybe could see them kind of getting over it, because I think Kevin Hart and all them, I think all of them kind of like cool with each other.
You know what I'm saying? That's my point, Bronx. Yeah.
Maybe I can see them piecing it up, but it'd be hard for me too. Just because of pride. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you did that to me, and everybody saw it.
It's not happening, bro.
Like, everybody saw it. Plus, you the one keep it lingering. If you would have said it the next day or something like that,
that's
if you would have came out that video the next day, you could be like, okay, or the end of the week. But you waited 3 months. Now you brought the shit back up. We wouldn't even be talking about this right now, because to be totally honest, it seemed like it was so long ago. Like,
it did.
To be honest,
it was in February.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Will Smith could have just showed up and started doing TikTok videos and Instagram videos, and I would act like nothing happened. I ain't gonna lie to you. But some people would have said, "Man, that's fucked up. He came back. He ain't say nothing." So I know he had to do that in order to keep on working. He got to acknowledge the situation. Even though he came out with a press release, they want to hear it come from him. So he did. He met the obligation. And to be totally honest, it ain't up to us to decide whether it was sufficient enough. I mean, that's between him and Chris Rock. But I just wanted to hear about us putting ourselves in them shoes. Would that be sufficient enough for us? And I think we all in agreement. Hell nah, that wouldn't have been sufficient for me.
So, Fran, I'm going to ask you a question. If Adrian slapped you like Will Smith, what you going to do?
Oh, we fighting. We tussling.
There you go.
But nobody – that's why when it first happened, I think Dwayne was like – he bigged up Chris Rock for the restraint. You know what I'm saying? He showed. Like, that's some big shit, because I don't know if I couldn't do that shit, man.
Millions watching.
Bruh.
All of your peers around you,
and then made a joke about it, and kept the show going.
I couldn't have did it. I don't know. I couldn't have did it.
Salute.
And then I would have been more mad about the playback. Once I seen the playback, Will Smith form slapping me was disrespectful, because Will Smith almost looked like he didn't know what he was saying. He almost looked like he didn't know what he wanted to do. Like,
he wanted to throw a punch. He wanted to punch him, but
I think he wanted to punch him. The front was just trash. Real. That's why everybody thought it was fake. I'm like, nobody slaps nobody like that. That's why everybody thought it was fake.
But you can tell he's trained before. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, the restraint he had in the slap, like, I really don't even want to slap you, but I'm going to slap you, and I'm going to make it just so quick and so, you know, I don't know, nice with the form. Like,
I just wish he would have sat there and yelled, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And then if you see him later at the party, you could have slapped him at the party. At least do it behind closed doors. Hey, like, y'all could have talked to each other like men. It was almost, the more I think about it, not because he didn't brought it up, now I got to revisit it. It almost seemed like a sucker punch, even though it was face-to-face. Nobody's expecting that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
So you wouldn't, I mean, he didn't expect Will Smith. He's like, uh-oh. And then laughed, and then he got slapped the shit out.
You silly, bro. Yeah, because I think he probably thought he was gonna put him like a headlock.
He could have did something like that, and then told him like put him in like told him like I'm gonna see you after this. He could have said something, but like,
stop talking about my wife.
Yeah, like, bro, like, chill out. That's enough. Something, but hey, it is what it is. That's all. Hindsight is 50-50. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to you, Will. Shout out to you, Chris Rock. Both of y'all. I still want both of y'all to win. You come out with a Bad Boys 13, nigga, I'm going to watch it. You know, man.
They're supposed to be coming out with another one.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. So I still watch the shit. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to still support both of them. It is what it is. Man. Niggas fight every day, B. Next thing. Real quick. This is my last thing I got. Mystical. That's my dog. Got arrested again. Now, y'all heard about that shit?
Yeah.
Got arrested for the same shit. This nigga keep on raping people. Like, what the hell wrong with this nigga? He got arrested for rape, book. Again. This ain't the first time.
Yeah. I didn't know he was arrested the first time.
He
just got out not too long ago.
Yeah, I'm about to say he'd been arrested. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember he got out of jail. You remember he was initially in jail? That's what he was in jail for beating up a hairstylist or something like that. It's talking about sexual assault. Then he got out. He was trying to make a comeback. He was going to sign the cash money. He came out with one single and went back to jail for rape and beating up women. And then now it happened again. This nigga back in jail. They said he was beating up the woman, spit on her and all that stuff. It's like, bro, that's a lot of people lying on you, man. If it's not true. That's a lot of people.
Like, I ain't know nothing about that, boy.
Yeah, man. I just had to. Mystical is one of my all-time favorites. Personal favorites. Not all-time great. The best rapper alive and nothing like that. You know how you have your personal favorite rappers.
Absolutely. Like,
if I got a chance to put something in, I'm putting Mystical in. Mystical, he go hard. I'm going to listen to this shit. He very talented. It's like, bro. Like, do I have to put him on the same level as R. Kelly at this point? That's the question I got. Do I got to put a Mystical on the same level as R. Kelly?
Nah.
He's actually been convicted a couple times for beating up women.
And
raping. Do we need a surviving Mystical doc? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Been so long.
But at least, I don't know.
Good guy, boy.
Let me say it like that. I'm not giving up.
I love some of that nigga shit, bro.
I'm not
listening to it. I'm not gonna not listen to it. So that's for me. I fuck with me, nigga. I'm about to listen to Danger right goddamn now. That's my shit, man. I love that joint. I love all them joints. Keep on bouncing back, all that. Keep bumping me against the wall. Like, I love all them joints.
Man,
the man like shit, like all that. They gotta go with him. I love all them joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just me. It's me.
Me too. I love them all too.
Mystical, like I said, one of my personal favorites. Not the best time rapper of all time, but one of my personal favorites. Y'all know
I told you, I wanted to see him in a versus. Mm-hmm. I wanted to personally see him in a versus. Mm-hmm. So I love this dude that much that I would like to see him push out 20 tracks that he's, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I would love to see him and like a Juvenile or something like that. They could have did something like that. I mean, if you talk about energy, I mean, if you needed somebody to go against Busta Rhymes, he could have lasted like 5-6 rounds with him. I mean, he was going to beat, but the energy would have been there.
Competition level of that.
Yeah. Or maybe Mystical and, well, I was going to say Pastor Troy, but.
That would have been dope. But Pastor Troy, I don't think Pastor Troy got that many songs.
Damn,
Mystical.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
Nigga letting us down, man. Like, the older we get, why? What this nigga's doing? Like, in this climate.
I don't know, you might have got away
with that in the 90s, early 2000s.
Right.
You ain't getting away with it. Everybody know what's going on. Come on, Mystical. Like, and what's so bad is I thought it was an old headline. I had to go back and check. It sounded just like what he just got out for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, come on. And it, yo, was so bad as he was down here in Killeen.
When?
And somebody filed on him in Killeen about a while back. I looked at that. When he was, like, a couple months ago, if you look at it, he got a charge for Killeen because somebody said he raped him or sexually abused him. I'm like, Mystical, what the hell wrong with you?
Oh, that mercy. Come on, Mystical. Can't get away from it, man.
Well, there you have it.
But anyway, that's all I got. Book, I think you had something you want me to show. Show to the people. You had a
go ahead. Video.
You want me to play it?
Go ahead, man.
Here you go.
Pay attention.
Go, bro.
Explain, but
my synopsis is he got the little man complex. Okay. The short niggas that want to be big so bad and they gotta prove themselves amongst the giants that they about that action, they about that life. That's what I ascertained from this video. You a referee, like, nigga, what could have possibly happened that had you that fucking mad at the first time? Two, in the second clip of Ref Sucks Part 2, you have on slides, okay? Because when I watched clip one, I was like, yo, where this nigga's shoes at? But then I identified in clip two that you had on Jordan slides or Nike. Like, nigga, first of all, who is reffing any football game and got on fucking slides? I've never seen that. So I'm taken aback by your actions, bro. Like, when the other refs was calming down, let me go. Like, nigga, what was you about to do? Them niggas is in football pads. Have you ever seen a grown man swing and hit a helmet? Boy, you nigga, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. All right. No problem. But then in the second clip, you getting carried away by a nigga that is your height. Y'all both about 5'2".
You ain't lying.
Mm-hmm. Right, a little nigga picking up another little nigga, carrying you like that, bro. And you over here kicking your feet in the air. Nigga, what is up with you? Having a hissy fit. You recording me? Then the nigga was like, let me get your gun. Give me your gun, man. Give me your life, nigga. Yeah, he really gonna give you. You know what I'm saying? And then the big security guard or police officer just walking off slow with his slides in his hands. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, we got another one. Like, nigga, you know what, bro? I don't know where this took place. Moral of the story, nigga, be comfortable in your own skin, bro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't 5 inches taller. You ain't a foot taller. Just own that, bro. You've been short all your life. Ain't no need to get mad at the athletes. Just come in there, do your job. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have said the nigga was out of bounds, and the nigga chirped back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck wrong with you? How you gonna see this, that I was out of bounds, short ass? Some shit. He could have said anything. But that ain't no trigger, man. That shouldn't incite the shit that you was doing. Because it looked like it just carried over, because the niggas on the field was in the same damn jerseys. Mm-hmm. After the first explosion, that you should have been sidelined. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't even got to a second part. That just tells me that the nigga that was talking to you the first time was talking to your bitch ass the second time. Because you ain't like him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, hey, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I just thought that was weird ass energy. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was funny when I saw it. Again, I was going to ask y'all what y'all take and what would have pissed y'all off the most about it, but I kind of told y'all what pissed me off the most. Nigga, that is my height carrying me away. And I'm kicking my feet in the air like, nigga, I'd have shot you. Fuck the nigga that I was initially mad at. Nigga, you got some nerve to pick me up and carry me the way that you did. You know what I'm saying? I really felt the way. You know what I'm talking about? My slides don't fell off my feet, nigga. Like, you got me. Nah. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I just thought it was, you know, never wanted to share that with the people, man. Just be comfortable in your own skin. You know what I'm saying? Do the things that bring you joy. If that's going to make you annoyed, you don't need to be doing it. You don't need to do it. You don't need to do it. Mm-hmm. I think them high school kids, too. I ain't think them grown-ups.
it got to be like some off-season type stuff he doing, because he ain't got the whole fit on. He ain't even got the whole referee fit on.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's right. Pants. You know what I'm talking about?
What is spring training? This ain't spring. This is, what, 7-on-7s is this?
Yeah, it might have been like, what's the league? Once you don't make the league, y'all play them little stuff on during the summer. What's the intramural leagues? That's what it looked like. Like one of the intramural leagues, nothing serious. Nothing should have got him that mad to be fledding his legs like that. Like, and then you just make it look worse because you couldn't get out that nigga grasp at all, boy.
I know, man. Like,
he was not about to do nothing against nobody with no pads on. If you can't get away from this nigga right here, he ain't got nothing. He said, "Give me your gun." Oh man, yeah. Ain't that shit got him out of pocket like that, man. I don't know what that was.
That was
short of somebody running the play and like hitting you like full speed, like, yeah. Like
with intent. Like, I'm gonna run this thing on purpose. Yeah. Other than that, bro, like I really don't understand why you ain't blow your whistle. Just blew your whistle. Kevin Hart said he blow his whistle. You know what I'm saying? Blow yours. Hey. What's the problem? Mm.
I saw Willie D talking about it. Willie D said he went to death row. And, you know, all the killers and stuff on death row, he said all of them were short. He said, right, people need to start looking out for these short people because they're the ones that's going to kill, that be killing people on death row. He said, he asked for the gun. He might have taken everybody up out of there. You heard me? So it's a good thing he didn't get the gun. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Oh, bro, like everybody want to be tall. You know what I'm saying? Shit, go back to Stilo. I wish I was a little bit tall. I wish I was a bald. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call. Like, nigga wanted to be tall too. His first love, I wish I was like 6'9", so I could get with whoever it was. Like, did everybody want to be tall, nigga?
You or know, it reminded me of Cat Williams on Friday at the Next.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He a pimp. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, God, dog, man. He's a pimp.
What do you mean, nigga? But I'm sure I ain't pretty.
For real, man. Like, come on now.
That's awful.
That was hilarious.
That's my movie. Y'all about to have me watch that today.
That's classic.
Uncalled for, people. If you depending on how I edit this, because I'm gonna have to put all kind of stuff on it, because like I told y'all last week, they be hating on us. Everything I post up in here, they be trying to flag the joint. But I'm gonna try to put some effects on it, so hopefully y'all can see the video, at least enough of the video. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what's going on. People at home, people listen to us on the different apps like Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and all that stuff. Just, I don't know, type in Lil Referee Tries to Fight or something like that, and it'll pop up for you so you can see it. I know a lot of times we neglect the people that listen to us on audio only, but my bad. I'm still trying to get comments from you guys. We appreciate you listening.
For sure. That's what we do.
Man, did y'all there's two things. I saw this clip on Nori Drink Champs, right? Where Herb got it.
I saw that. I need to watch the whole interview though, but I saw the clip.
Yeah, Herb on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Herb is on there.
Is this and, Ashanti? What you say, Franz?
Still crying about Ashanti.
Who Herb?
Yeah. Talking about how he was in love with Ashanti.
Oh,
wow. All while being married at the same fucking time. What you talking about right now? You talking about how you was in love with another woman, matter of fact, that you worked with, the fuck all that extra shit, right under your thumb that you went to work and you saw every day. Talking about, you know, how I found out that her and what the nigga said, oh yeah, country grandma. I ignore it, stupid, first of all. So he didn't say nothing, he said, oh yeah, country grandma. Yeah. I was like, this nigga stupid. The way Herb said he found out, he was like, there was commotion, you know what I'm saying, in an arena. I think it might have been during the finals or something like that. And Eric, the announcer was like, oh, what's the commotion about? What's going on over there? And then Nelly and Ashanti walked through, Oh, that's what it is. And he's like, that's how I found out they was together. He was like, and I was in love. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, was you with your wife at the time watching this? When this revelation came that they walked through the crowds, like, was you by your wife? And she like, nigga, what is you talking about? One thing about two things.
Is Herb still
married? He was married, Greg. He was married. I think I can speak for all of them and say, I don't think there's any way in hell we going to sit here and be married, first of all. But be in love with another woman, period. If you're in love with another woman, you just need to go on and call it quits with the one that you're with. That's you it. Know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's it. I don't think nobody should stay nowhere that they are not happy or they don't feel like they can be themselves or that they feel as though that they can become themselves or become the person that they're trying to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that don't mean that the person that you're with is the problem. It just might be something there that y'all can't, that you individually are looking for, but that don't make that person wrong or, you know, flawed. You see what I'm saying? So I don't want the misconception like, you know, your partner's ass. No, that might not be what it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Things go bad, man. You know what I'm saying? Things go bad. Sometimes it don't stay fresh all the time. And, you know, it's up to you and your partner to work through that. But if y'all tried it and you can't, just move along, man, before shit can get out of hand. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, poor decisions make situations worse. You know what I'm saying? Just move along, bro. Like, you really felt as though you was in love with this girl. Maybe you should have told your wife, I'm going to be with you, and then told Ashanti, I love you. She might not still be with you, but at least your truth would have been out. You know what I'm saying? Instead of what it looked like, you living a lie, kissing on your wife, and clearly you thinking of somebody else. Like, that's.
But see, that's why I got to see the whole interview. Cause it ain't came out yet, but is this why you've been beefing? This why you've been beefing with Ashanti this whole time? Like,
is this he been beefing with Ashanti?
Yeah, they've been beefing for the longest. Yeah, ever since she kind of left Murder Inc. When she kind of distanced herself when they was getting indicted by the feds and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
He been taking that shit personally ever since. So I'm like, is that why you got a problem? She had to re-record all her music. because he wouldn't do give her the stuff and all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, so this is why you acting sour towards her because she started dating Nelly. Like, yeah, that's kind of a sucker move, but hey, it is what it is. But
like, I gotta be real though. Like, we all men. It's Nelly, nigga. That dirty right there. That's dirty. Like, that nigga was the top nigga.
I mean,
nigga
just back so, then too. That's what I'm saying.
Nigga went dancing like a motherfucker. Nigga had everybody taking off half their shirt, showing like nigga. Nigga had band-aids for no cuts at all.
Yeah.
Air Force One sales went up like a motherfucker. Yeah. Like, bro.
He did a lifetime deal with Air Force
One. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of niggas was, even though that was slow down, they were everybody doing the same lunatic shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I still say it to this day, man, Mercury Lee. Talking about a player like, I ain't gonna see you later, man. Like, dog. Nigga. What the hook gonna be? Uh-oh. Like, bro. Them niggas was a movement, bro. Like every group had a group, like every prominent group. Like I'm not gonna say they had like success like that, but them niggas had a wave. You know what I'm talking about? They had a wave, bro. You know,
and that Country Grammar, that Country Grammar album was hard too. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
So
I've never wanted to wear another team's jersey more than I ever did the Rams when that nigga was dropping all them joints. I said, man, these motherfuckers shit cold as hell, boy. You know what I'm talking about? And look how we come around the full circle. Missouri.
Yeah.
Hey, man. But yeah, I can't wait for that interview to come out. It should come out this week. It got to come out this week.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Just to get the context behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like the full, that it don't look like it got chopped. It looked like he literally told what it was, but I don't know how it was set up. You know what I mean? Like we didn't get that. And then, of course, the after, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's like, what I want here, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Was him and his wife still married? Probably, but were they going through something like a separate? Like, I don't know. You see what I'm saying? So maybe I'm just out on a limb, but just looking at it, like, bro, he was married. Mm-hmm. Speaking, staying in that realm, though, real quick. Y'all heard about DJ Khaled?
Nah.
What's up with what he doing? Come on.
No. All right. So he came out and told the world how he don't. This is all I'm saying. He came out and told the world that not only does he not give oral pleasure to his wife, he said that he will never and he is not going to eat the goods of his lady.
Okay.
I just want y'all thoughts. Fair game, foul play. What is it?
Is it because of his culture and stuff? I mean,
what is it? I don't know what that is. What is that?
I mean, some Middle Eastern, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it?
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
Like Puerto Rican this whole time.
No, man.
Miami, bro, or you been like that's all that's done. No. I really, no, oh shit,
he ain't neither. He ain't no type of Hispanic, man. You know what I'm saying? Khaled is Middle Eastern, bro.
Yeah, I think his name is like Khalid.
Exactly. Like,
it's so Arabian.
It might be a. Yeah, that's the only reason. And I'm not defending it. I mean, to each his own, man. But it might be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you and Franz know more than I do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been over there. So it may be that, though. So that's my only thing. But, yeah, but, I mean, Khaled, hey, man, I mean, if your wife cool with it, I mean, you know, hey, do what you do, my brother.
So, yeah. His name is Khalid Muhammad.
See, told you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, so
man, let's be real though. I mean, that's that man's personal problems. If she cool with it, then hey, it is what it is. But at the same time, bro got that money. If the man say he ain't no pussy, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But once you get that money, some things you ain't gotta do that everybody else gotta do.
So you bypass all that, huh, bro?
Yeah, you bypass over that. You know what I'm saying? She's like, well, I mean, I guess I'd say it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
We probably was like, it's another one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
She might be like, I could be with a broke nigga and then get my pussy ate all the time, or I could be rich living in this mansion. And then, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
tomato, tomato.
I can live without it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said.
For real.
I ain't mad. Long as she cool with it, as long as she cool with it, hey, it is what it is. Man.
What if the role was reversed?
If the role's reversed?
Mm-hmm.
And she said she ain't sucking no penis?
Mm-hmm.
And she got, like, Oprah money?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I'm straight. I'm good. I accept you for who you are. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can live without it. What you talking about? Shit. I fully agree with her. You know what I'm saying? You don't need that. Monkeypox going on right now? You don't want that.
You ain't lying. Sure. Mm-hmm. For real.
Shit.
I
wish I would tell a lady with Oprah all that money she got. She be like, well, I ain't really into sucking dick. Well, ma'am, I ain't into getting it. I don't want it no more. It is what it is. I'm with you. Yeah. I always thought it was a little nasty anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
What I look like
telling Oprah. Oh, no, man. Oh man, that's true.
Hey, that's how I feel, man.
Wow. I don't know, man. It's just the thing. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta do what you gotta do. But Khaled, he got enough money, man. He could bring another girl in there. You know what I'm saying? To eat his wife out. You know what I'm saying?
Who says she want that? You just made it.
I don't know. I mean, they culture, they be having more than one wife. You know what I'm saying?
They do. That is true.
Yeah, but he only got one.
That we know about, Franz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you said.
In Dubai and, you know, wherever, he might have a whole, you know what I'm saying, block of them. Mm. Just wait on them. You know what I'm saying?
Be loyal. Yeah. You know I ain't been the pussy and you stayed with me anyway. That's where that line really came from. That's what it really meant. You know what I'm saying?
Go another one.
You know what I'm saying? Book, same situation. You wouldn't stay with her? You wouldn't stay with somebody? Now but you loved her and everything. You can't just, it's not just the money. You loved them, that person. But she just don't do that. But she rich as hell. You wouldn't stay with her?
I know. I'm going to answer for me while he contemplate. I'm staying. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Man, what? Look.
But if you don't say anything other than you staying, I would not be friends with you. Look, I would leave you. I'd be like, well, you're a dumbass. I'm going to holler at her. I'm going to talk to her. Like, baby, I always like you. I always looking at you the whole time.
Man,
some things are worth it. This is the best way I could put it. Some things are worth it, and some things are priceless. That's all I'm gonna say without giving an answer.
Okay, you can get your answer. We know
some things are worth it, some things are priceless.
You're mad at me.
What they say, man? You talked about my background earlier. See how shit always come around back to my ass. All right, not like that though. But pause if that was funny.
Yeah.
So we talked about earlier. It looked like I was in the more money, more problems, like a Mates video. It's more money, more problems. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen a rich nigga that was mad that just because he got more money and he buys something, nigga still ain't mad. It's a temporary high. You know what I'm talking about? Some sloppy toppy make you forget all whatever just happened to you. You know what I'm talking about? Some things are worth it. Some things are priceless.
Mm. So you saying quality over quantity, huh?
That man, it matters.
Okay.
Matters.
You with a cool woman, you love her. I'm taking the money out of it. You love this woman. And our only flaw
is if you love her. If you love me the way you say you love me, if I love you the way you think, that the way I say I love you, should be nothing off limits outside of you strapping up and trying to hit me from the back. Other than that, we good.
Right. What happened if she say, well, I do that if you do that then?
No, we ain't playing ball.
No to you. She felt the same way.
Nah, that ain't the same damn thing, man. That ain't the same. That ain't maybe the same type like of game we playing. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna turn into the little referee. It ain't the same game we playing. You know what I'm saying?
Let me see your game. Yeah, man.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
I'm not like saying this is a random woman. You love this woman. Like, you've been with her. Whatever. You've been hoping, like, one day she do this. And then she just finally sits you down and say, I'm never going to do this.
I think I've said that with y'all before, though. Like, I was never a man of the sloppy toppy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was never my thing. Mm-hmm. But I had it so incredible. One time.
There you go. Well,
it wasn't one time. It was every time this other chick did it. Mm-hmm. It was like, my God, the doors have been opened. Like, it is, what? It's not a prerequisite. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to have so many credits before you can take this class. But at some point in time, we might go back over that course. You see what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I don't know. If I love her, I can get past it. If I love her, I can get past it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm really like with her, I can get past it. I think like when you're in those type of situations, relationships, you can get past anything. Mm-hmm. But if you just come into the relationship like right off the bat, I ain't talking about that. Mm-hmm. Why? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why not? This could be the first date. For whatever reason, sloppy toppy got brought up. We no longer talking about the career, we talking about blowjobs. Fuck your career. You know what I'm talking about? What you
conversation. Mean? Conversation escalated fast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What you mean? Like, what's so bad about it? You know what I'm talking about? Nigga had stinky balls? I use Manscaped, baby. You ain't got to worry about that with me. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know, man. That's a rough one. That's a rough one. But I don't know women who play that game, though. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. But like you said, I mean, the dynamics of wealth do make people sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Got this 9-story house mansion or whatever mansions look like on the inside. I ain't never been in one. You know what I'm saying? That's why it sounds crazy. 9-story mansion house. Like that don't even make sense. These mini houses don't make sense. It's too big. Like, you got all this goddamn space, niggas got giraffes and gorillas in the backyard. Like, for what, nigga? Anyway. But
you're not going away. Everybody, no matter who you date, end up with, you settle on some stuff. Nobody is the complete version of what you think.
Absolutely.
All the way through. Nobody is that person.
Right.
You was a bill, somebody in your head, like Weird Science. Y'all remember that movie?
Yeah.
And look how you wanted to look, acted how you wanted to act, all that. Nobody is like that. Nobody. Uh-huh. Will do what you want 100% of the time. Everybody has to sacrifice something when they become in love with somebody. I sacrifice a little head. I mean, that's it.
I'm like this. I'm be this petty. I will be this petty. If we agree to not do that, or that is the play, all right, I'm not getting any. Okay, that's me. When you brush your teeth, your toothbrush better not be wet. Oral B. It better not. If we not sloppy toppy, and Greg, you know what I'm saying. Niggas die every day, B. If you brushing your mouth with toothbrush by the brand name company of Oral, then there is a problem in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. You said you're gonna be that petty, huh, Book?
I'm petty. If it's Colgate, I don't know what other toothbrushes is out there, but it better not be Oral. If I'm not getting Oral, I better not see no Oral in your mouth. That's all I know.
They're going to lose out on the bag. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm the rich one.
No, we talking about.
No. Yes, you're right. You would be you're right. Rich. You're right. No, you're right. You're right. Go do what you think. Do your thing, baby.
Man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I wouldn't sacrifice comfort.
Anybody rocking that boat, man? Shoot, do your thing. I appreciate you for just showing up. We good. You know what I'm talking about? You ain't shut me all the way down. Now she said
it's tough, though, man. That's look for the women.
Yeah.
Or people who like it's different when you coming from getting that to not getting it, and you ain't gonna get it as long as you in this relationship. Like, woo! That's the.
I'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll be fine. Not the end all be all.
True that.
There's other stuff. That's fine.
That's pretty.
Ah man, I think we good enough here. Let's go and get up out of here. G-Money, you got anything to tell the people before we go?
Man, rest in peace, Bill Russell. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to Bill Russell, man. And just watch your kids, man. Still watch your kids. You know what I'm saying? But that's all I got, man.
Gotcha. Booker.
I want to say this because we're all adults, people, and people that are watching this. You know, good and damn well what you're doing when you're doing it and how you're doing it. If you ain't supposed to be doing it, don't do it. You do the crime, you do the time. You got 9 years. 9 years. Miss Brittany Griner. Should the government of the United States so choose to make a swap or some type of deal to bring you home, then so be it. But I'm not about to sit here and think no longer about, oh, it's messed up that she over there, she detained, and da 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 da. And nigga, Amon Sharpton just pulled the same shit today. Oh, from Dallas to LA.
Yeah, he got locked.
Nigga, a pound of just marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Bro, what is y'all doing? Y'all think y'all untouchable because y'all got this. I don't know what it is. It's a complex issue, bro. Like, I think people with money got complex issues also. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't just the short people. You know what I'm saying? Or the shorter individuals. You know what I'm saying? It's these niggas think, boy, goddamn. Hey, you can't get yourself out of every jam, bro. Just got to move a little bit smarter. So, I'm tired of feeling bad for people doing dumb shit. That's what I'm going to say. That's my new thing. Like, I'm not going for people. If anybody hear me talking about it, like, I don't feel bad for nobody who put themselves in any type of predicament, period. You did it. Own it. Man up. Woman up. It is what it is, man. Hey. Come back fluent. Be
my I forgot all about Brittany Griner.
I did too. Yeah.
All that. Yeah, she got those 9 years. To a certain degree, I agree with Book to a certain degree. But I don't want to. I personally don't want her to be over there.
I'm hoping and praying they do the swap, but she said
they're gonna do the swap. But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're gonna do it. Well, it's up to Russia. United States said they'll do it.
Right.
But then exactly. United States trying to throw another motherfucker on there too. Yep. Like they're trying to get a 2-for-1 deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
That might fuck up the deal.
The dude Victor, that's the dude from that movie. You know what I'm saying?
What movie?
It was with Nicolas Cage. What's the name of that movie,
man? Arms dealer, man.
I gotta look at it.
Are you talking about Face Off?
I gotta look it up, but that's Victor though. That's the dude. It was talking about because the dude at work was telling me about it. So I was like, no. So, but yeah, I think he was right though.
So I heard people talking about a dude was a killer and all.
He was wild. So, I mean, hey, that merits to me a 2-for-1.
There's a 2-for-1.
Yeah. That nigga was a cold blooded killer.
That's a 2-for-1.
You got Brittany Griner, a b-ball player that got caught up with some drugs, and I don't know what the other dude.
See, that's the problem. Who's the other dude?
I have no clue.
Wait. Some.
What is he? He like a.
I forget it, but I remember it, but I forget it in this moment. So it ain't gonna matter.
I'm gonna have to look it up. I don't know who he is, but regardless, Franz, it don't merit arms dealer killer Victor. You know what I'm saying? Whoever he is. So
they doing NBA trades over here, man.
Big salary cap.
You know what I'm saying?
They trying to send them two first round draft picks for us. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga got 25 years, but if we combine these two contracts, he got 9, she got 14, or he got 14. At 23, we throw him a little cash consideration. You got deal?
Come on, man. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, man. Shout out to Brittany Griner. I don't want to see over there, but I do understand where we're coming from.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, you gotta own up to it, man.
We know how them people is, and we ain't never stepped foot in Russia. I don't understand playing with certain people. So playing with certain things.
Yeah, you just
and if I planned on playing like that, I gotta understand that I gotta accept the consequences that come with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want that sister to come home. But
that's the same for Shumpert too, man. I mean, I know that's the same too many thing, situations.
But
you know what I'm saying?
The laws of here is a little bit different.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And it sucks because he can leave LA with it.
Yeah,
go somewhere else. But if he has a holdover in Texas or one of them states that don't do it, then you caught up. It's like they doing this stuff with Brittany Griner. Then they also need to defederalize. I mean,
decriminalize
it on the federal level. So absolutely, they can go through the airports and stuff with this kind of stuff.
But they're not going to do that because we know it come down to money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that right there, I'm talking about federally.
No. I got what you're saying.
But yeah. I'm not talking about the states. Each individual state can do what they want to, but the federal government can decriminalize it.
Yeah,
they can get it. They can start using it in the banks. I mean, they can take that weed money and stuff like that then, and they can also fly in federally places. They can have marijuana on them in certain places. It won't be considered a jail sentence or whatever like that.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's just certain things they got to do. It just makes no sense where you're trying to, right now, you're currently trying to swap a deadly criminal for Brittany Griner, and people right here in America is getting caught up on drug charges right here. You gotta make it make sense some kind of way.
Come on, man. It don't.
But I do agree with Book wholeheartedly. To a certain degree, I still want that sister to come back.
You know, I do too. I do.
And I know Book ain't say he didn't want her to come back. He just wanted her to, like, you fucked up. I'm not feeling sorry for your fucker.
Yeah, just own it. Own it. Yeah, you got to.
Every action has a consequence. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment, y'all. Follow us on Instagram at the MVP_podcast. Email us if you got anything to say at managementpodcast@yahoo.com. And follow us on Twitch and Facebook Gaming at MVPodcastGaming. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's been MVP. Till next time, holla at you. You heard.
Pray for me. Pray for Book. Do everything I can.